We're at the Nebraska Pork Producers Association annual meeting being held in West Point today, Pork Industry Day. And Neil Dirks, CEO of the National Pork Producers Council, is here. Neil, let's talk about things going on, from a policy standpoint, first of all. And a lot of talk about sequestration and some threats that could affect meat processing. How are you looking at that right now?
Well, yeah, and a couple of things, Ken. First, everybody's concentrating on March 1st. Actually, as it relates to implications, you're going to see things kind of roll through. We might not know the answer to this until we get in later in March or even April. There's a number of things that if the administration chooses to deal with sequestration from a FSIS or Food Safety Inspection Service basis, there's a number of things they're required to do, like talk to the unions, give notice, things in this order. So we may not know what that ramification is, but it's of great concern. We're watching it closely because if something is done on furloughs for inspectors, we're really concerned about disruptions. Now, this isn't just disruptions to farmers that, they were supposed to deliver hogs today and they can't because the secretary has the authority, in fact, the mandate from Congress to conduct inspections. So this sequester kind of goes back and forth, which takes precedent. The administration talked about 15 days of furloughs for inspection. You can't operate a plant unless you had the federally inspected plant, unless you had the inspectors there. So it's going to probably get confusing. But we're concerned with this because, obviously, depending on how it's done, the producer could really have some problems, one of which is that, we're bringing pigs to market in a regular fashion. If there's a disruption to that, then suddenly we've got scheduling problems on the farm. The pigs don't quit eating. They keep growing. And with that could have some real issues as it relates to, if it goes on too long, crowding, other animal welfare issues. So we're watching that closely. The only other thing, just for listeners, just remember, this is $85 billion in the sequester on the route to saving $1.25 trillion over 10 years. So that means that there will be additional things in the future as the government does their budget. They're going to be lining up with lower estimates on what their spending could be. So, unfortunately, unless something else happens, this is just the start of it.
Of course, there's a lot of politics involved in this, as there is in most things. How do you separate political threats, from reality?
Well, I think that's hard to do, and I think the proof's in the pudding, ultimately. I was aghast at the whole fact that this would even come up. Because in the past, where there's been shutdowns of the government because of other spending disputes, things in this order, food safety inspection has always been considered a critical, needed resource that had to be continued. Because, as I said, it's going to affect, if it happens, it'll affect thousands of farmers, tens of thousands of people that work in the packing and processing industry, and literally, I don't know how many consumers, because we could have disruptions to supply. And again, it's very... It's a tenuous situation. As I said, I don't know where the rhetoric starts and where the rhetoric stops. I do know that it appears sometimes it's like, well, find the thing that people hate the most to throw up to say it's going to be cut. Let's just hope cool heads prevail and we do this in an organized fashion.